2245.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our friend Bob Fletcher, and I've never met Bob, but I've talked to him so many times, I consider him a close friend. He's been involved in the tracking down some amazing stories about the things that are going on in the world. He was thrust into this whole problem that we face today many years ago when he owned a small toy company exporting toys throughout the world, and a fellow came along and wanted to buy half of his company and expand it and help him make a lot of money. Well, he foolishly went along with that without understanding the man was a CIA operative, and they were going to use his company as a cover for the Iran-Contra scam, by which, of course, we were during the war between Iraq and Iran, we were funding weapons to both sides, both to Iran and to Iraq. But, of course, Iran-Contra, they couldn't let the American people know that we were financing and helping Iran, and so they needed a cover, and his company was the cover that they used, and they did ship under his auspices a great deal of arms and ammunition and other weapons to Iran. And, of course, here you go back and look at the Iran-Contra hearings, and there is Bob Fletcher testifying about what happened.
Hi, good morning. How are you, Stan?
Thrust him into a number of studies about what's going on behind the scenes. And one of the more interesting stories he has to tell is some of the things that he has certainly learned about the so-called Iran hostage crisis. But I'm going to let Bob pick up the story and go from there. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Hi, good morning to you. Could you give me a little more volume from yourself there? I'm not...
I don't control it, but you go ahead, and if they don't
Let's
pick
see if
it
we
up...
Can get... Okay. Yeah, well, you know what, every time, because I've been doing this for, actually since, 1986, 1987, in terms of investigating, started out, like you indicated, started out investigating the people that were involved, using my company, which was I just simply merged my toy company with another company, and it turned out that instead of being a regular merger, that it was, in fact, people that what they call supplier of arms and weapons for and on the behalf of the intelligence community in the United States. So that started my roller coaster ride for so many years. It changed my life because as opposed to just sitting back and becoming another one of their many victims at this crazy intelligence power thing that they do, I started investigating and then, of course, fighting and locking horns with what I call the bad guys in government. And in the midst of that, of course, I end up watching all of the elections as they roll around, having actually been a federal witness in a major couple of actions out of Washington that involved arms smuggling, drug smuggling, murder, assassination, fraudulent political structures set up to steal elections away from people that should have gotten elected and actually were cheated and all of that. And so every time one of the elections comes around, particularly for the presidency, I always keep track of it. I have a special interest. And this year, of course, we have an unusual situation, and that is that it started an entire year ahead of normal with the Republicans trying to select, well, at least synthetically appearing to select the person that's supposed to end up running against Obama on the Democratic side. So I'm always watching and one particular point that I keyed up for to keep an eye on is what has become to be referred to as the October surprise. And the October surprise, what it has ended up being is that the October, which is like 30 days prior to our normal election in November, in October, so many times, there's been some kind of an extraordinary action that has taken place to move one or the other candidates forward on the in the eyes of the American people. And this, of course, normally is some kind of either a very positive action that would make the seated president look good all of a sudden and make him a hero in October, 1 month prior to the elections, or it would be the opposing side that would be running against a seated president. And in that case, they would try to carry out something to either move themselves forward like heroes, or it would be for them to set something up to make the seated president look like a badder guy than he really is. And, of course, I think they're all crooks, so it's just a matter of selecting what way you want to make them appear to be crooks. So I always watch for what they call the October surprise. And people are curious as to where that kind of idea stuck with me so much. And it is, of course, goes back to one of the most outrageous, scurrilous criminal activities ever carried out by American citizens in the political arena against a seated president. And that was what the Ronald Reagan and the George Bush election team put together and carried out in the October of 1980 when they were diligently chasing after the presidency that Jimmy Carter was holding at that time.
Well, because we don't know how much involvement Ronald Reagan had, but we certainly know that George Herbert Walker Bush was deeply involved in this, as was certainly Casey, William Casey, and other people. But whether Ronald Reagan knew, we will never know. But we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network, the October Surprise, October 1980.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is, of course, is Bob Fletcher. Bob, you pick up the story.
Okay, so, by the way, to kind of clarify what had happened, how I ended up getting involved with this myself on a one-on-one situation, most everything that I commonly will report back or what I put in my book that I'm working on and the videos that I've done is actually a one-on-one situation. I don't function as an investigative reporter as much as all of these things I was directly hands-on involved with. And I had met a lady named Barbara Honecker when I was out doing some lecture presentations, and I had crossed her path, and this was in the early 90s. And Barbara was, or had been, actually functioning right as an advisor and a secretarial position in the Georgia, the Ronald Reagan, George Bush campaign headquarters prior, leading up to the election. So she was like right there. She was involved with the planning of everything they were going to do in the campaigns, etc. And they were very upset because it appeared coming into September, August and September of 1980, it appeared that Jimmy Carter was in the process of putting together a deal with the Iranians for them to, Jimmy Carter was going to supply them with some weapons and aircraft and some financial, some money to get the hostages released. And under the table kind of operation was going on, and the Reagan and Bush campaign found out that they were about to go for the deal with Jimmy Carter, would have made Jimmy Carter in October, November, within the next 60 days, a tremendous hero as the President of the United States, getting the Iranians to release the embassy hostages that by that time, for those people that don't recall, by that time they had been held for probably like a year and a half. It was terrible. This was this horrible, degrading situation for the American people that this Iranians, this radical group of students had actually gone in, taken over our embassy, and for all this year, year and a half, we appeared to be completely unable to consummate or put together any way by which we could get the people released. So had Carter completed that deal, which, by the way, see, we had another little sidebar. We were holding hundreds of millions of dollars of not only money of the Iranians, but we were withholding arms and aircraft right in Marietta, Georgia, very close to where my toy factory was, there was some, I believe it was 7 to 9 fighter air jets that belonged to the Iranians that we had nailed down right there on the tarmac, and we were not releasing them. So we had all of these multi-millions in weapons that we had been holding back. And all of these were going to be released, and the embassy hostages were going to be released. So what took place was that George Bush, who had previously been involved with the Central Intelligence himself, he's an agent. He always had been a CIA agent. He also was using Bill Casey, who was a guy that actually was involved with the old original intelligence community that actually became the CIA. So he also was heavily entrenched in the intelligence community. And Bill Casey was one of the campaign managers involved with the Reagan-Bush campaign. So what they did was they went in sometime in, actually probably about in August sometime or September, they went over and they started secretly putting together, behind Jimmy Carter's back, they put together a deal with the Iranians. Basically, in simple terms, what they said was, hold the hostages until after the upcoming election. And when we get in, Ronald Reagan and George Bush, when they got in office, they would guarantee 2 or 3 times the amount of money, aircraft, assistance, and weapons that had been guaranteed by Jimmy Carter. And we're actually even talking as much as $100 million in cash. So, I mean, this thing was just an outrageous kind of a financial guarantee by the Reagan-Bush group. And they carried this out. The Iranians decided, well, obviously follow the money. They went for the deal, and they went ahead and withheld the hostages. And the outrageous example of what took place was as we watched in with the signing in of Ronald Reagan with his hand in the air and one hand on the Bible, the swearing in as president, within a few minutes of that event, the Iranians went out on national press and said, we are loading the hostages back on the airplanes. We are welcoming the new wonderful President Reagan and George Bush, and we're welcoming them, and we're going to turn the all of the hostages loose. And that was what took place.
That was the October surprise, but they can't let the American people know that happened. They couldn't let them know then, and they don't want them to know to this day. And I personally know the story is true because I personally interviewed the man who flew the plane. It was one of the Blackbirds, these supersonic planes that go 3 or 4 times the speed of sound, flew George Herbert Walker Bush to Paris to make the arrangement. And I had him in my home. We had dinner together. We did an interview with him. Basically, his name was Gunther Rusbacher. And you can go up on the Internet. You can look it up. But, you know, when somebody sits across the table from you and says, I did it. And, of course, Gunther was an amazing individual. I tracked his career for a time because I knew his wife. And I remember he was actually being punished by the CIA because they didn't want him to marry the woman that he married. And so they trumped up charges, put him in prison. Now, this was long after the October surprise, but that was to punish him because when you work for the intelligence agencies, you get into problems. Why, they will make your life very miserable. So I actually talked to Gunther's lawyer. Gunther was in prison somewhere, I think in Louisiana, anyway, a state that had parishes. And talking to his lawyer, you know, the lawyer told me personally, he said, I've been at this game almost 40 years. I've never seen a case like this one against Gunther. 5 judges have recused themselves from hearing this case. I mean, who is this man? Why do none of the judges want to hear the case? Whatever the case was a very minor case against Gunther, but obviously all of them had come under CIA pressure, and rather than knuckle under and send an innocent man to prison, they just recused themselves. And as the lawyer said to me, I've never seen a case like this before. Well, of course, they'd never known Gunther Rosbacher, fascinating individual. When I talked to Gunther, he told me his story of his life. And at that point, I, and actually when I was interviewing him on film, I commented, the story you're telling me sounds just like a movie I saw, a documentary drama they have on television called The Brotherhood of the Rose. And he looked at me without blinking. He said, oh, that's my story. That is my story. In fact, the book is dedicated to me. Well, I mean, there wasn't a moment of hesitation. There wasn't something contrived. Well, of course, I'm always skeptical. I was down the next morning to pick up the book, The Brotherhood of the Rose, and there it was in the foreword. We want to thank Peter and whatever it was and Sam for information, but we want to have a special thanks to Russ for the information he provided as the background for this book. And it was all about how our intelligence agencies worked with the communist intelligence agencies and how the whole idea of the communist being the enemy was simply a pabulum for the American people. And so we create wars with the communists, we have all the intrigue with the communists, and we have all our intelligence agencies plotting against the communists, while the communists are plotting against us, and it's all as phony as a $3 bill. That was the story of the Brotherhood of the Rose, and the book was dedicated
to... That was it.
Go ahead.
Also my involvement, what happened was Miss Honecker, who I mentioned was actually right in the middle, she was the one that was right there when these meetings and the covert operations were taking place. There were, by the way, several flights. There was a couple of three or four meetings, secret meetings, with involved Bush and Bill Casey and a couple of other high-level people working with the Reagan-Bush group at that time. And they made, actually it was two or three flights over to Paris, France, and other places where they met. And they would rendezvous, obviously, putting together this this secret exchange of funds and weapons. And, of course, you have to remember now, this kind of a thing could not even take place, like, let's say, right now in an election. Something else could happen, but not this type of an event, because it would take somebody with extreme high intelligence operative contacts and all of that to be able to carry this out. And they even, which I thought was, you know, an extra outrageous event or part of this, was that they had brought over Don Gregg to assist them, and he actually was at a high political position with Jimmy Carter. So it was like the ultimate backstab by Donald Gregg that got involved with some of the secret exchange meetings and all of that. And the pilots were, of course, as you mentioned, were Rosbacher, who was a longtime Central Intelligence operative, also a fellow named Harry Rupp, R-U-P-P, who was also a longtime operative and a pilot for these supersonic aircraft and regular craft. But the one particular Blackbird flight that you're talking about flew, it was only a two-seater, and flew George Bush sitting in the seat in the back over to Paris, France, and back in only a short few hours for one particular meeting. And by the way, these planes travel so fast that when they land initially on the other side of the ocean, You can't even touch the outside of them for a while because the skin is so hot on the outside of the aircraft, it'll burn the person that would touch them on the outside. I mean, that's how fast these planes fly. And again, this Blackbird that you were referring to, that particular flight was piloted by Russ Bacher. Now, what also happens, of course, when these things start to surface, when the information slowly starts dribbling out on these, and in many cases it takes several years to get real good documentation put together on this kind of things, of course, all of the people in government carrying out these acts or the intelligence operatives, of course, when somebody comes forward like Russ Bacher or Rupp or any of these other people, or Richard Brennecke was another person that was involved with piloting one of the flights, when they come forward and say, I was a CIA agent, I flew these people there, I sat at the desk with them waiting for them to fly them back, I had listened to all of the deals, I helped, I know one of the guys said that there was millions of dollars in cash carried with him on his back seat, on the back.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Bob Lester.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way the only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Bob Fletcher. And Bob, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get your material.
Sure. It's real easy. And we have, right now, we've got a several special DVD disc reports of many of the investigations that I became directly involved with. These are great videos because we typically are able to include the documentation and actual interviews of live interviews with people involved, et cetera. So we're real proud of those. If you simply go on the network, on the Internet, and put in BobFletcherInvestigations.com. It's BobFletcherInvestigations.com, and that'll hook you directly up to our website. And we like to invite you to look at it, see if there's any of these amazing stories you want to see the rest or the complete story on, and order up anything that you're interested in. I am working now. Finally, I'm back to a book that I had been writing for so many years, and I had to interrupt for about actually 8 or 9 years because of my own medical status and being, on the one hand, so busy, and then on the other hand, medically restricted for so long. But I'm finally finishing it up, and it's really enjoyable to do because we do have so much documentation that we're able to include for the reader, that it just makes it a whole different story, as opposed to listening to somebody just talk on a second or third hand, as a reporter or friend of a friend or something. I was in the middle of all this crazy stuff, and it's really going to be a pleasure to get that out. But to get back to the October surprise and how I ended up getting so directly involved in, I became a witness in the Iran-Contra investigations, and that was approximately in 1987. In that period of time, Barbara Honecker was already running around with her book and trying to get some attention with the information she had on this October surprise business. And when we met, it was almost, I believe it was probably 1989 at that period of time, and I was planning to run and did run for Congress against a kind of a scurrilous congressman back in Florida in 1990. So leading up to that point in time, Barbara got with me and she said, Bob, she says, I know you're involved with many of these investigations. You're doing investigations for congressmen and senators and what have you. I would like you to take all of my documentation. And she made copies for me of every single thing that she had generated over a period of, 3 or 5 years, and she handed all of it to me and said, go with this to your people that you're dealing with and see if you can get a good investigation move forward, because they had, of course, because she was a lady, she had an extra kind of a problem there. And what they were doing was they were just looking at her stuff and just saying, oh, this crazy little secretary, she doesn't know what she's talking about, and blah, 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 blah. So they had not done much on giving her any respect at all. Her investigation was great. She had generated all kinds of things internally. So she passed that all on to myself. And that was actually in January of 1990 when she handed it off. A couple of years later, or within that period of time, there was a full investigation that was underway. We were able to get it started to go back, even though it was all the way back to 1980 on this particular criminal act. It was so big of a deal, and it had, what was interesting, these arms that were shipped and all of this stuff put together in 1980, those were still part of, and the same people were involved with doing the arms with the Iran-Contra stuff, which again now would have been 1983, 84, and 85 in that period of time. So here it was several few years later, and they were still shipping and supplying weapons to fulfill this billion-dollar deal that they had set up in 1980. So I end up getting all of the paperwork, and it includes things like, for example, things that you never get your hands on. I have in front of me a Central Intelligence Agency internal memo that originally, of course, would have been top secret, and it quite vividly simply says the subject is a proposal to exchange spare parts for the hostages. And it was dated 3 of October 1980. And I have an internal, I even have the calendar, copy of the desk calendar off of Donald Gregg's office that shows where he did or did not have meetings relative to this period of time. I have internal handwritten memos of the Secretary of State at that time and James Baker, as people remember, and Bob McFarlane. Remember, Robert McFarlane was a fellow that committed suicide.
Oh, yeah, he tried to. I don't think he did it, did he?
Well, I'm saying he is one of the suicides where was, of course, questionable. He was one of many, many deaths that surrounded not only this particular operation, but also surround, of course, the Iran-Contra investigations, which ended up with as many as 100 dead people. It was similar, of course, to the old John F. Kennedy assassination, when in the following couple of years there was over 100 related witnesses and people that were killed or died in the next couple of years. The same thing took place with this October surprise event, where you had suicides, plane crashes, murders, and what have you. And many of the suicides, of course, we find out when we investigate them, it's been somebody shot themselves three times to make sure that they were dead. Those types of suicides, which, of course, are always kind of questionable. But there is no question when somebody says, you know, did this really happen? Did they actually do this deal? The answer is absolutely yes. It can be proven. I supplied 75 or more pages to the investigating committee. I hand-carried them directly to Washington myself. I put them in the hands of a fellow named Spencer Oliver, who was the chief legal counsel doing the investigating for the Congress on this particular event. What they ended up doing with the papers that I supplied, they included them in the final report, but they simply included them as blank pages with a big stamp that said withheld documents because they were classified secret. So the material that I supplied directly was classified as secret.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Bob Fletcher.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. During these trying times, our troops need our help more than ever. Right now, blood supplies are at an all-time low. Just one pint of blood can save the life of a serviceman. So give the gift of life, give blood. It's safe, it's simple, and it saves lives. That's from Frontier Self Storage in Johnstown, serving our listeners with quality service, reliability, and integrity. They care about your total satisfaction. Remember, you're a friend, and your patronage is valued and catered to. That's Frontier Self Storage at 205 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
And here at the American Freedom Network, and first, it's fascinating as you go back and look at the October surprise. Bob and I had never really talked about this until a couple of days ago, but I was personally told by the former American ambassador to Laos, the former American ambassador to Tehran, and it was his embassy there in Tehran where the hostages were held. And he had been there during the first hostage crisis. You never have heard this story, but students had moved in immediately after the revolution there, which incidentally the CIA engineered. The CIA overthrew the democratically elected government of Mossadegh in 1953. Well, how did they do it? Why they paid the Ayatollahs to agitate against the Mossadegh, and then they were able to overthrow him. Same thing happened in 79. They paid the Ayatollahs to agitate against the Shah. They were keeping the Ayatollah Khomeini over in Paris, financing him. The CIA flew the Ayatollah Khomeini to Iran and installed him. And at the time, it didn't make any sense that we'd overthrow a man who was favorable to America and install people who were potential enemies. 1979 didn't make any sense, and I said repeatedly, why would we have done that? Well, it makes a lot of sense today. Long-term planning, we're going to have a war with Iran, it's a matter of time, and you can't have a war unless you have an enemy, and we created 1979. But William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Iran back in 1978, told me personally that a group of students seized the embassy when he was the ambassador. He was going home shortly thereafter. They seized the embassy for 4 days, and they told him, if you allow the Shah of Iran to come to the United States, we'll seize the embassy again and hold the hostages indefinitely. And so William H. Sullivan then was rotating home. He came home. He personally told me, he told the President of the United States, he told Zbigniew Brzezinski, he told several key people in government, if you bring the Shah of Iran to the United States, while the students said they'd return and seize the hostages, he'd seize my embassy again. And so what did we do? Well, we immediately brought the Shah to the United States, but it was for compassionate reasons. He had medical illness. He needed specific treatment. So we brought in a Canadian doctor to treat him. Why, if the only person who could treat him was a Canadian doctor, didn't we send him to Canada? Because they wanted the hostage crisis. And when you understand that, so much makes sense. And we know that George Hansen, Congressman George Hansen, went over. George Hansen, I personally talked to. The students said, we'll be glad to release the hostages. Just give Iran back the money that you've seized. It was $5 or $6 billion, and our State Department wouldn't do it. In fact, they went after George Hansen, eventually trumped up charges and sent him to prison. George Hansen, a congressman who could have released the hostages. The whole thing is as phony as a $3 bill. Most of what's going on today is all contrived to manipulate the American people. Bob Fletcher, you go right ahead.
Well, you know, the again, as I mentioned earlier, a big problem with when the folks are on the very inside that have carried out some of these operations, when they finally come forward and start admitting to them, of course, many things happen. Some of them are actually just killed to keep them quiet. A primary action, of course, is to discredit whoever they are and say, oh, that guy, he worked for the CIA, but he wasn't any more than a floor sweeper, or he certainly didn't know anything at a high level, or they will discourage or interfere with their potential, the ability to be believed, the credibility. They discourage that by, of course, doing, like you said, charging them with outrageous, or any kind of a thing at all. If they can charge it with a criminal act and claim it to be something that may be treasonous, they can put these poor guys away without them ever seeing the light of day, so to speak. And, of course, once they have criminal charges against them for something, then their believability, their credibility is thrown in the trash, so it's difficult to verify, because they simply, the CIA and other agencies, will simply say, he never worked for us, or we don't know who he is, we don't know anything about that, and it's crazy. So what I was able to secure in this one particular case of the October surprise was copies of verification on all of the different names of the characters that were involved with some of these arms shipments. And, for example, we're talking about Gunther Rasbacher today as being a pilot on the plane. What I have for one example that's perfect for this, in 1993, when we were chasing back to try to reconstitute information on these shipments, we were able to get a letter that had been sent to Robert Hunt, a lieutenant commander. Now, Lieutenant Commander Hunt was a SEAL team operative based out of Virginia, and he had been directly involved on the behalf of Bush and Reagan with shipping some of the parts and missiles and what have you. They did that same thing with him. That was that they had him arrested and tried to make him look like he was just some kind of a liar. I have a from the Embassy of Israel, a letter written on his behalf to the Lieutenant Commander Hunt, and basically it is from the ambassador's envoy there, and he remembered the shipments that they were talking about, or at least one of many shipments, and he says right in there that on 1986, when they were still doing Iran-Contra missiles and weapons into Iran, it says Robert Hunt, George Cave from the CIA, and Gunther Rasbacher and John Sagel of the CIA were on the plane with the pallets for spare parts for Hawk missiles.
Bob, we're out of time. Wish we could go on, but there's... The clock has determined the program's over. God bless you. We'll talk more about it real soon. Bye-bye.
Take care.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain to you how the world really works. During the Iran-Iraq war, we supplied weapons to the Iraqis. We supplied weapons to the Iranians. Certainly today, we give foreign aid to Israel. We give foreign aid to Israel's enemies, the Arab states, about $12 billion. We finance both sides. Sitting in the conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis, why, of course, we trained and armed the Palestinian army, which will one day be used against Israel, to the tune of about $150 million. And now, of course, we're preparing to go to war with Iran, with the Iranian government that we installed. I'm sure we have our agents planted in that government, as we have in all governments throughout the world. And basically, how do I know we're going to war with Iran? I read the plan, and you can read it too. It's in the latest issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, January, February, the year 2012, written by a man named Kronig, K-R-O-E-N-I-G. Mr. Kronig was a high government official working either the Defense Department or the State Department, a deputy secretary in charge of Iranian affairs until July of last year, of 2011. Today is a fellow working at the Council on Foreign Relations headquarters, and they are, of course, the invisible government. And in this article, and you can read it, it's called Time to Attack Iran. Time to Attack Iran. Fascinating reading. He readily admits that there's no evidence Iran is building a bomb, but that's all right. We've got to go to war with them anyway. It's a surgical strike. Who could be against a nice, clean, surgical strike? But remember, ladies and gentlemen, when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. Help us get the word out. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty so we can maintain our network of stations across America, the carry our programs. Remember, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, trying to bring the truth to the American people. The information you're never going to get elsewhere. And people like Bob Fletcher, you just heard, wonderful source of accurate information. We carry all 7 of his DVDs. You can call our 800 number or go to his website, bobfletcher.com, and you can get them from him, get them from us, but you can get them from us by calling 1-800-544-8927. Learn about mind control. Learn about what happened to JFK. Learn about the fascinating new weapons we have. Learn about how they killed Congressman Sonny Bono. All of them are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand what really energizes these people. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. Short book, concise, simple. We have so much information. If you'd like a free catalog, call us at 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 24 hours a day, archived or live. You won't get much accomplished, but you'll sure learn a lot. And then, of course, you can listen to our program 24 hours a day. If you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, by calling 760-LOW. SS11. That's 760-LOWSS11. And you can listen to us 9 hours a day on satellite, 3 hours a day on shortwave. It's expensive, but your help will continue it. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for radio liberty, our provision and protection until Monday. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity.